Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio Recognition Friday. Oh, my gosh, it's so great to be back with y'all on Fridays. We have a wonderful list of rank advancements that we're going to be reading off today, and we've got a really incredible interview that I'm excited to do with one of our new group leaders, and I've got, you know, Claudia Field and Debbie Brawley on here as our co-hosts, and I cannot believe that we are going into the month of December of this absolutely crazy, crazy year. So I first want to congratulate everybody that is on this call, everybody that's listening to the replay of this call, everybody that is rank advancing, everybody that is continuing to share the benefits of our Beamer technology and our business opportunity. I congratulate you for sticking it out through all of the challenges of this crazy year, going all the way back to the beginning of the year. So with that, I wanted to read a quote. It's actually a definition. The definition of perseverance. Because all of y'all have persevered through this incredible year as we're getting ready to close it out, okay? So the definition of perseverance is continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failures, or opposition. The action or condition of an instance of persevering, steadfastness. That is what y'all have done. And you deserve an absolutely wonderful round of applause for doing that. So that's my opening comments. I'm so proud of everybody. I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for her opening comments today. Claudia, over to you.
Great, Amanda. Thank you so much. And, you know, we love being back with you guys, and we wish we could be here every week. But in a year like 2020, just like all of you, we've had to adjust our schedules as well. And look, I'm looking forward to crossing the threshold into 2021 and seeing, you know, where we're going to go from here. But the great news is in Beamer, we still have time to take advantage of this incredible promotional pricing on the Beamer Go set. So all of the RDs, your NDs, everybody got that special price of $3,990 extended through December 31st. It's going to include the backpack because the retail price is going to go up in January. We're not exactly sure, but it might be something like $4,490, could be a little bit more. So right now, not only can you take advantage of this, because really you're reaching out to people to find out, are they looking for a health solution? How are things going in their lives? Look, a lot of people in a year like this, they've lost their jobs. Maybe people are looking for a financial solution, and we have it, $144 to become a distributor and to create your own international business with Beamer. So there are a lot of different ways that you can approach people. I think Deb will go into some of those nuggets, but let's just go over the holiday Go Cash reward again. So when you sell four sets, and that was starting in September through the end of the year, you will earn an extra $600 of a Go Cash reward in January. If you sell six sets, it'll be $1,500. And if you sell 8 sets, $2,500. And look, a lot of you are already doing this and naturally doing it. And of course, if you hit the senior and 62, you're going to also maximize that promotion for all the new people, get the pay setter jacket, the extra $1,000 in cash. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make a difference this year, because really this is all about showing up for people. This is a time where you have to step up in 2020. You have to be the CEO of your own health and just take charge. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Deb, and congratulations to all of you rank advanced that we're going to celebrate now. So Deb, take it away.
Hi, and happy Friday. I love Fridays, and the first Friday of every month, we are definitely on. Hopefully in 2021, we'll get back to maybe a better schedule, but for now, we're doing it once a month to do the whole rank advancements from the previous month. And I love coming on with everybody. I do listen Monday through Thursday. If I can't listen to it live, I listen to the replay. So make sure you're sharing it with your team to make sure that they know they can go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS and listen to the replays, because I tell you, listening to the new people that just rank advanced, and on our manager call, and we've interviewed some, and on our Monday night manager fast track that we're doing with the Veronises right now, everybody that has shared their I stories, they've all shared how Blog Talk helped them. It helped them grow as a leader. They learned golden nuggets, and it helped get them to where they're at. So it is a gold mine, you guys, and if you're not on it consistently, try to set up with the new year for yourself that you are on it consistently. And even if you take one day a week and you listen to all of them at one time while you're folding clothes, cooking, just relaxing, laying on the beamer, that you catch the news, the latest and the greatest. It's very inspiring, and I listen to them all the time. Another thing that I just wanted to plug for was our Thursday night, we come together 7:30 Eastern Standard Time every Thursday night as a family, casual with our cup of tea. It's called Tea Time with Casey Conrad and myself. And last night was a phenomenal call. We showcased other managers in the region that shared customer service ideas. And then I shared a bunch of ideas how to wrap up December, with some jingle in your pocket and setting yourself up for a phenomenal 2021. So you'll want to get that replay if you are part of the Northeast team on Casey Conrad's private page. She has the links there. I have the links on the North Central and my own transformation team page. I can send it out to people. So reach out to your upline to get that link, because last night was a great one. I never had so many people text me afterwards wanting the replay. So wanted to share that with you guys. So we have system set up for you guys to be engaged, and that's the number one thing. I applaud everybody who is on the call today, because it's being plugged in. When you're plugged in and you're being accountable to your enroller and to your management team, your up team, things are going to happen for you. Success doesn't just poof come out of thin air. We make it happen. We're in action. We're moving. We're growing. We're learning. We're meeting people. And even though times have changed and we're not physically, for us here in Michigan, we're not physically involved with networking events, we are all doing different things online with Zoom, with chamber events, different networking events. Some of us have created our own personal networking groups and been out there marketing and having people come to the table every other week for coffee and networking. And you can do the same thing. If there's nothing in your area on Zoom that you can be doing with other people, meetup groups, there's meetup groups in that, you can then create your own. And I challenge you to step out of your comfort zone and do that, because you're going to grow as a person and grow as a leader and become the person that you're meant to be and become that success that you're meant to be for us. And Beamer, we need more managers. We need more leaders. And I'm so excited to congratulate and to acknowledge the ones that did rank advance in the month of November. For our new seniors, we have Andre Lacasse from Canada. I don't have the exact cities or states where these new managers are from. It says their region. So I'm just going to read off the names. The other one, the new one, is Terry Haskins. We have Becky Healy. We have a Heather Bowing, new senior. Elliot Levitt. Deborah Marie Weigel. Cindy Madrid. We have Jesus Van Zwala. We have Stephanie Trong. We have Walter San Clemente, Kinetic Balance. We have Marianne Hall, and then we have Carol Riley. Congratulations to all the new seniors. And then, you guys, we have a phenomenal group of new group leaders. We have 6 in 1 month. That's pretty big. We usually average 1 to 2 a month, but now we have 6 in 1 month that promoted to group leader. We have Leslie Jennifer Boyce. We have Steve Lunch, Jenna Horn as a new group leader. We have Suzanne McGee, Cynthia O'Neill, and Mary Migner as a new group leader. Congratulations. And because of you promoting and becoming group leaders, there's some new team managers. We have 2 new team managers, Dr. Jamie Bunis. We have Robert Dersham and Lisa Hankey as new team managers. And I love it when we have new OMs and new ODs and new OD pluses. And we do have 2 new organizational managers. We have the famous Amanda Davis, who's on the call here with us today. Amanda Davis is a brand new organizational manager. And then just, I think it was last week that she finished it up, and it's Tim Erickson. Tim Erickson is a brand new team organizational manager, too. So I want to congratulate everybody. And we have some great interviews for you, too. So I'm excited to hear some I stories. It's all about people sharing their success stories and their I stories. And I'm going to turn it back to Amanda and to Claudia to make that happen.
Fantastic. You guys, I am super, super excited to introduce our very first interview this morning. We are going to be interviewing new group leader Suzanne McGee. Y'all, she is a spitfire, and I think you should get out your pen and paper so that you can take notes from all the little wonderful nuggets that she is going to be sharing with us today. I met Suzanne about a year and a half ago, something like that, in early 2019, and she has so much incredible energy, and she just exudes, you know, love and compassion and caring. And those are the kind of people that she has attracted, you know, into her business. I've met many of her team members, and everyone just adores her. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She has a wellness center in Huntington Beach, Nirvana Wellness. She has a lovely family and her husband, Bob, of 54 years. Yes, you got that right. 54 years, they were college sweethearts. They have 6 kids and 22 wonderful grandchildren. And guess what? She's not retired. She goes like the Energizer Bunny. You know, she has a passion for health and wellness and making a difference in the lives of others, which is what I admire so much. And I love to be around those kind of people. You know, she has a very experienced, healing business with an emphasis on alternative health caring solutions. And I went and checked out her website, you know, before introducing her today. And I want to share something that I loved when I saw this. She has 4 words here. She has the first one. She has love, service, compassion, and excellence, period. That is the essence of her and what she does and the people on her team. So with that, I want to open it up to Suzanne. Can you hear us, Suzanne?
I can hear you just fine. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I want to invite you to share your story. You know, how did you hear about Beamer and what made you want to get involved, you know, and share your testimonial with us?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I love talking about Beamer. Well, I had an opportunity to be involved with a chiropractor, a very well-known chiropractor in Orange County, and he had an event where he was helping people to understand how they could improve their wellness. And I attended, and at that time, Tony Taverite and his son Anthony were giving the presentation on Beamer. And when I sat there, I thought, this is my dream. I've always thought if we could encourage and have something natural to help bring the flow of blood and encourage it to be healthy naturally, that would be the center of health. Because many people over the centuries have tried to see how can we do this? How can we increase the health of the blood? And here now I was being presented with the Beamer and showing exactly how we would do this and increase our health. And I knew right away, So my husband was there with me. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, "Oh, no, here we go." He knew that there was no choice. I was going to begin, and I immediately said, "I have to have a Beamer as soon as possible." And because we live here in Orange County, I ordered it and got it within the next day, actually. I ordered it the next day and got it the day after that. And it has been an everyday part of my life for almost 2 years now.
That's incredible. You know, I love someone who sees it so quickly like you did and just jumps into action. And you obviously got it, started sharing it. So tell me, you know, now, what does it feel like now to have the team that you do? You're a group leader. How does it feel to have reached that level?
I am so excited. And I have to tell you how it happened, which is even more exciting. Well, I was almost there, not far away, in March when everything changed for a lot of us. And I understand what happened. We had people that began to lose hope, hope in where our country was going and what we were doing. And as the months continued on, we've watched more and more things dissolve from what we've always known. And when I knew that hope was there and that I was now responsible for giving it to others, I wanted to share with the people that were on my team. And I love when people call me by name and know my name. And so this team of people who were centering close to me, Karen and Anita and Diava and Erica, and they were all there. Deborah was the one that needed to have one more person to become a senior and then for me to become group leader. So we were just seeing how we could work on it, and no pressure for anyone. There's never a pressure with Beamer. And we were working to see how that could happen. Tuesday was my birthday, December 1st. And I opened up the newsletter on late the night of the November 30th. And there it was, congratulating me to be group leader. Right? Group leader? How did that happen? I didn't know. And so I quickly called Tony. I said, "Tony, is this correct? They made a mistake in the newsletter." And he's like, "No, I didn't know it either." So we found that Deborah Witchell, who you announced today, she secretly on Thanksgiving Day said, "How can I give to others?" So together, with a little group that they've been connected with, they went ahead and purchased as a gift for the one person in their group who could not afford a Beamer at this time. It makes me cry. And they decided that because they were so blessed, they wanted to give this blessing that they've enjoyed with the Beamer to others. And they had a little meeting and decided that this was something they were going to do every year. Every year, we're going to do activities and save, and then we're going to come up with the amount of money for the Beamer, and we're going to look for the person who we feel would need that in their life. And that meant that I was group leader. What a wonderful birthday gift. I was so happy on Tuesday. I'm like, wow, this is the gift. Because I found that the Beamer opens the heart. In fact, Deb's probably listening, but I remember listening to her about a year ago, maybe even more than that. And she talked about the vibration that happens with the Beamer. When you become encased in this wonderful earth energy, and I will say God's energy, I will feel brave enough to say that, and the energy of the earth. And when you do that, it opens up your heart. And you are now exposed to relationships. I think of you and Claudia, Amanda. We are not on the same direct business line, but look at all the things that we've done to share and to build each other, be on incentive teams, help others. And there's been no choice of whether we aren't on the same team or whether we're not going to share what's been successful. We just do. And we offer hope. We need that so much today. We need that love and that hope as we are not seeing each other. And with that heart, it connects us. And we have that renewed energy that's not just given by Beamer, but it's the big daddy. I tell everyone that comes into my center, you can look at the other things that we have here and that we do, but the big daddy is Beamer. When you do this, this is the basis of all health, and we have a mission to share. And as we unite with each other, there's power in that uniting. And then we're even more sharing, and these vibrations go out to others. It's just not one person expressing that vibration, it's others. We have the Beamer, we have a massage table that's about 3 feet away from my bed in this beautiful bedroom. And the first thing I do, I do say a prayer first. I say a prayer, and then I'm on my Beamer. And my husband comes in and completely takes another fabulous blanket and tucks me in all the way, my feet, my shoulder, everything, so that I am encased in this energy. And it is the best grounding experience I've ever felt in my life. And now I am ready to go out with that vibration. People say, you're still so happy. Well, I have this way to start my day. How can I not be happy starting it this way? So I'm so thankful for this technology, and I want to share it for the rest of my life.
You know what? You know, I knew you were going to be a fantastic interview today, Suzanne. You exceeded my wildest expectations. I still have some things I want to talk with you about, but you know, you just really hit at the essence of this company and why we do what we do. And you painted an incredible visualization. I can totally see you encased, you know, and building that energy and that vibration that you go out. I love, love, love how you describe that. And, you know, you touched on something that that I think is very important. You know, you and Erica both were on a team with Claudia and I, you know, for the Fast Track. And we had a team of people that were all, you know, from different lines and things like that. And, you know, and it's this whole concept from a company standpoint of rising tides raise all ships. And, you know, mm-hmm. you exemplify that, you know, to the utmost. And, you know, you've been to my center and participated in some of my meetings. And, you know, that kind of came to a halt a little bit with a lot of things that we've been through, you know, for 2020, but I'm so grateful to know you and to be, you know, in partnership and management, you know, with you, and see you at the next manager's meeting. If I don't get to see you sooner, you know, here in Southern California. And one of the things that I do want to take some time, I want you to share, you know, some tips around how you have actually built your business, some of the nuts and bolts, because I know how active you are from being on a Fast Track team with you. You know, you get stuff done. You know, you are a busy little beaver. So share some of those tips for those people that are, you know, just getting started or they've been doing this for a little while.
Okay, I would love to do that. In this crazy world, as we've talked about before, it's easy to become overwhelmed. I try not to ever use that word, but I will to describe it. And we have a lot to do. So think about those who you could fill needs in their life the most. And I recommend that you put 5 people down. Because if you put down 30, and you might know 30 or 50 or 100, it's challenging to get to have those people connected with. But put down 5. And those five people that you're going to have a close relationship with. And so what I did, those 5 that are my seniors, they've been on my list for about a year or probably maybe 2 years. And I make sure that I connect with them in some way, at least a couple times a week. Text messaging has become very acceptable ways of communication because of our busy lives. But then I let them hear my voice. So, and that can either be a message or I try to connect with them. And then definitely once a month, we get together. If that means that we're picking up food and having it outside on the picnic table, or we're finding some way to connect so they can see my smile, so they can see my vibration, so that I can give them a hug. We're still hugging here. We feel like we've got some great things that keep us built up with strong vibrational energy, and so that we're not susceptible to some of the things. So we're still hugging, and a hug is important. And when I see them come to my center and I'll ask them to meet with me, do you know that there are people that are coming and knocking on our door and asking, can I just see your face without a mask so I can get a hug and a smile? I need it so much right now. We need that. We need that. We cannot continue to live apart from each other. So they come, and that's how I keep those centered. I have those five people on a list in the front of my calendar. I give them a little check to make sure that I've connected with them. And then I try to say, who in your life? I try to help them duplicate five people that they could benefit from. And then we end up giving for every one of the sessions that we sell our sessions in 10-packs. And for every 10-pack that we sell, we give one away to someone that cannot afford to do that right now. And that gives us the blessing. So 1/10 of what we receive, we give back. And we're teaching them to do that as well. So there's a community that's happy. And we're, even though what we're going through, we're happy and we're smiling and we're giving back. And we do that by connecting.
Oh, I love that. You know, I just out of curiosity, Suzanne, you know, how do you, what's the mechanism you use for the 10-pack giveaway, you know, that you do? Is it a drawing or how do you do that?
No, it's people that come into our life because we have a center. I know that's a little bit different, but they will maybe come in and perhaps they're dealing with serious illnesses, which I won't mention because I don't want it to be blocked in any way. But they're dealing with serious illnesses, and perhaps they've spent a large amount of money on doctor's visits or other things that they're needed, and they would love to do the Beamer, but they just can't. So we seem to attract them. It's almost every month we're doing that, and they seem to come, and it's pretty easy to choose because the need is there and apparent.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. You know, Suzanne, thank you so much for being a part of today's call. And, you know, for those of you listening, you know, please, you know, encourage those on your team to listen to the replay so that you can hear the wonderful, wonderful, you know, information and heart from Miss Suzanne McGee. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me share this. It's a joy. It's a joy to share how I have had lives, my life and others' lives changed because of the Beamer technology. So thank you for allowing me to do so.
Thank you. Claudia, over to you, my dear.
Wow. Well, that was an unbelievable interview. And I'm so excited about how she became a group leader, this whole thing of paying it forward, blessing, tithing, the way that they did that for somebody in the team. It just, that speaks volumes about the kind of people we attract at Beamer. It is, Amanda, dare I say it, heart-centered, and we love that. And speaking of heart-centered now, I'm going to turn the tables on my co-host here because, as we know, Amanda Davis, who's been on this Beamer journey with me for about 4.5 years, she was one of the first partners I introduced Beamer to, totally on my chicken list because, for those of you that don't know, I mean, Amanda has been a powerhouse in high-tech sales in her corporate career for many, many years. I mean, calling on multimillion-dollar customers, huge universities, huge healthcare infrastructures, but she's always been drawn to an entrepreneurial path. And Amanda and I had the blessing to meet years ago in the living room of a very well-known network marketer. And, you know, there were only about 12 of us there at the time. This is about 10 years ago. And she and I just really clicked and we built this friendship and we were in different teams in that group, but we always just had a really incredible relationship. And, you know, when Beamer was shown to me, Amanda was really one of the first people that I really wanted to validate it with. And all I showed her was that little blood flow video with some terrible music at the time on YouTube. So, Amanda, I am so honored to, you know, turn this table now to interview you as a brand new organizational manager. Congratulations. And so, Amanda, you know, there are probably a lot of new people that have come into Beamer that don't know your story. So I would love for you to share a little bit about how you got involved and especially, you know, being in this highly competitive career that you had, corporate career, why would somebody like you even look at Beamer?
Oh, Claudia, that's such a good question, and I think that's the thing that I really am trying to focus on as I'm continuing, you know, to grow, you know, the business that I have and to expand it. I, at that point in time, had been, you know, doing high-tech sales for about 25 years, and it's a very demanding job, and it's one of those things where you're always on and, you know, doing multi-million dollar deals, and just the stress of it all just really starts to take a toll. And I really was burned out. I was stressed. I had a lot, you know, of stress going on both personally and professionally. And I no longer enjoyed my corporate career. I had loved it, you know, for years and years, but I just no longer found any joy in it. And things had changed, and it was just, I didn't feel like I was making the kind of difference that, you know, I had made before, and I was just contributing to, you know, the big corporate cog, you know, of whatever. And I really wanted to pivot and into the, you know, next phase of my career and my life. I wanted to make sure that I was doing something that would allow me to not only be my own boss and manage my own time, but to do something that really made a difference in the lives of others. And, you know, as I do have an electrical and computer engineering background. And so when Claudia showed me this medical device from Europe and the partnership that we had with NASA, you know, after she had shown me the blood flow video, because I was like, how the heck does it do that, right? I wanted to know more. And so I looked at this and, you know, and I got on the Beamer, but candidly, you know, we all talk about, you know, we set expectations when we do a demo that you're not necessarily going to feel anything, you know, the first time you get on it. I was a pretty healthy person, but I could totally see the impact that this could make, and I could see this as a tremendous business opportunity. So I started working to figure out, you know, how I could buy one and become a distributor, you know, and working with Claudia. And I think, you know, one thing that I will say, I won't go into the details of the stress that I was under, but having added Beamer to my life, you know, certainly helped me to manage all of that stress. You know, stress management is one of the, you know, side effects of Beamer, if you want to call it that, right? And so that was really the beginning of my journey. I was just burnt out and wanted something different.
You know, Amanda, you really hit a few things. I mean, I think this thing about, you know, losing the joy, because I remember actually being in the room with you on the road in our prior company and listening to you on these male-dominated calls and all of this energy. And, I mean, it was just so intense listening to it. And I remember there was a point where you were managing a team in there and how much stress you had. And so versus in Beamer, because you have such a wonderful management style. And so I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you built your team into getting into management, becoming a group leader, then a team manager, an OM. Now, you had a full-time job up until, you know, recently. So I would like you to share with people, how were you successfully able to balance your corporate responsibilities with building your Beamer business? What kind of pace did you set? How did you work with your team? And then afterwards, we'll dive into some more tips on it. I'll dive down with you.
Okay. I think first and foremost, when, you know, when I decided I wanted to do this, you know, it was my why that really drove me. I know it sounds corny, and we talk about this all the time, but you really have to have a very strong why so that you will stay committed to the activity. You know, for me, it was about establishing structure and carving out specific time, you know, in my week focused exclusively on my Beamer business. And when I say my Beamer business, I'm talking about revenue producing time, not management time, not watching, you know, learning stuff or anything. It's like the actual activity that was going to grow my business. And that means picking up the phone, calling people, setting appointments, and doing demos, right? And so what I did first was I needed to educate myself, you know, on what we had. And then, you know, you can't do the get ready till you get ready thing. At some point in time, you got to just go. So educate yourself enough up front so that you can get started, and then rely on your team as you go for third-party validation and support as you're getting going. And then you'll be doing that on your own, and then you'll be doing third-party validation for others on your team. But you just actually have to get going. And so for me, it was about structure. And then with regard to the team, you know, I have a philosophy. I learned this from, you know, being in that previous company where you and I, you know, had met Claudia, is, you know, absolutely not to go into any kind of a management mode. And I say, really, ever. You know, it can be easy when you start to build a team to start just working with them and helping them, but you have to lead by example, and that's my philosophy. I don't ask anybody on my team to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself or I'm not already doing myself. And so not going into management mode was a key component of continuing to grow and building out, you know, the team to what we have today. And I think, you know, one part of that, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to transition to something else with regard to this is, you know, for me, it really was the joy of hearing people's testimonials, right? I know we're not allowed to share third-party testimonials, but there is an incredible feeling of exhilaration when you have moved past a particular fear to contact somebody and you share the Beamer with them, and then they have an absolutely incredible testimonial, and they're thanking you for sharing it with them. I had that experience last night. You know, and it never, ever, ever gets old. And so that keeps me going. And that's what I really want my team to continue to feel, because there is no greater reward than helping somebody, you know. And so then with that in mind, you know, treating this, you know, as a business versus a hobby. If you are doing this on the side and it is a part-time thing for you as a hobby, that is fine. You know, I applaud you, because there's a lot of people out there that is what they're doing. But there are people who do want to build this as a business, but you have to treat it like a business. And, you know, we have systems and tools in place now that we did not have, you know, 4.5 years ago. Our corporate staff and our marketing team have put incredible tools for us together now. And so learning about those and actually using them. And then we did an interview about a year ago with Greg Peterson, who's another manager in Southern California. And he said something that has really resonated with me. You know, we are all IBD, independent Beamer distributors. So our goal is to grow our teams, our distributors, into becoming independent. It becomes a job if you're doing everything for everybody. You know, so it's our responsibility as leaders to empower our team members to take action, to take responsibility for themselves, you know, to build their teams. Always be there, you know, to help them and support them. But, you know, we're doing them a disservice if we do everything for them. We need to guide them. We need to inspire them and teach them where they can get the information and whatnot. So that has really been the key to building out my team. And because, you know, you don't hit team manager without having a group leader under you, and you don't hit organizational manager without having a team manager. You know, so Lisa Henke and Barbara Borland and their team have been very instrumental in helping me to be where I am. And so they are those leaders that, you know, are independent and they get stuff done, and they're attracting those people that do that as well. And I've got other wonderful leaders on my team too. I'm not trying to not mention anybody, but those are the managers that are on my team. You know, so from that standpoint, that's really what I've done. I hope that's what you were looking for, Claudia.
Yeah, no, that was amazing, Amanda. And I want to just touch on a few things you said in there, because exactly, nobody gets there on their own. This is, you know, we do this together. And so I know, you know, you have incredible duplication in your team. You have incredible independent Beamer distributors, so many leaders. Now, I know that you've used certain tools to great success, Blog Talk Radio, academies, the Fast Track. Could you maybe talk about your hot sheet? What tools do you find really drive that duplication and really help keep you on track, just a little bit for people that are listening, especially the brand new people?
Yes, you know, I would say from the get-go, I mean, I'm not, you know, touting this because we're on Blog Talk, you know, each week, but, you know, Blog Talk Radio is something that is very inspirational to keep you motivated. And if you can't be on live, you can listen to the replays. And, you know, when I had my corporate job, you know, being asked to, you know, co-host on Fridays, absolutely kept me plugged in. So it's key to finding something, whether it's Blog Talk or the other, you know, calls that we have throughout the week that are led by other, you know, regional directors like Tea Time with Debbie Brawley and Casey Conrad, and, you know, Kim and Sherry Sinfi have their, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, George Veronis. So find those things that keep you plugged in and keep you motivated. That's the first thing that's on my hot sheet. But then with regard to sharing it, I absolutely love life.beamergroup.com. And, you know, that is my go-to link when I share with people. And I immediately have them scroll down until they can see the blood flow video, because that was the very first thing that I saw and that hooked me and wanted me to learn more. And so then once they see that and they want to learn more, their, you know, life.beamergroup.com is loaded with information that people can explore and learn, and you can help guide them through that. And even, you know, when Lisa Hinke, my new team manager, when she shares, you know, she talks about the first thing she saw was that green blood flow video. And so that is such a powerful visual for people to see what's happening in their bodies when they are doing a demo on Beamer, because it's not likely that they're going to feel anything right away, but you can show them visually what is happening, you know, in their bodies. And so that is, those are my main go-to tools.
Those are, Amanda, those are amazing tools. And, you know, we're getting to the end of the show. So really, you know, you're doing Beamer pretty much full time. You also, because you're never somebody to sit idly, you also got your real estate license, which is incredible. So going forward, you know, we're getting ready to go into a brand new year. You know, none of us know completely what the future looks like, but we know that the future at Beamer is very bright. What are the next steps for you on your Beamer story as we move forward into 2021?
So, I am looking at, I'm going to get kind of choked up. I'm setting my goals and things that I want to accomplish in 2021 that I didn't get to do in 2020. And I will be able to do those things, you know, by continuing to grow my team. And I'm a firm believer in personal growth and really continuing to learn and hone your skills, you know. And so I've signed up for a very intense leadership program that starts in January that goes throughout the entire year, because I want to become that person that people want to follow and join our team and join our Beamer family. You know, I'm committed to Beamer through the long haul. Someday, somehow, I'll become an organizational director, and that's not going to happen if I'm not continuing to grow my team, and that takes leadership. And so I want to grow my skills beyond, you know, what I have today and help, you know, those on my team that want to grow and learn and build their business as well, you know. So that's the first thing, you know, that I'm doing. And then also, too, it's locking arms with other leaders, you know, within our management ranks, right? I find that, you know, when we have a random, you know, lunch or get together, you know, like we did when we were down in La Jolla doing that video shoot, you know, getting to spend a little bit of time, you know, with you and Greg Peterson. And then when I have conversations with, you know, Sherry Sinsby and talking with Chris and talking with Deb Raleigh and then, you know, Heather in Atlanta, and just listening and learning from each other as we're all, you know, growing our businesses. I think that is the main thing that I want to continue to do next year, and just really get as many Beamers in homes and horse units in barns as we can possibly do. I know it sounds kind of lofty, but that's my goal.
You know what? I don't think it's lofty at all. I love it. Amanda, thank you so much. We're very excited. So I'm going to hit a little applause for you. because I know this was a hard year for you, and I didn't want to, you know, go down there, but you have just shown extraordinary resilience, perseverance, and heart, and I want to just let everybody know you can listen back to this episode at blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. You can listen to Amanda with Casey Conrad and Nancy Pellegrini on Motivation Mondays. And with that, I don't know if Deb Brawley is still on the line. If so, I would toss it over to Deb.
Okay.
Deb, to close us out. Take us home.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay, good, 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 good. What a power call. Congratulations, everybody. I love these Fridays, and I love hearing the stories in the heart of the company. And I know it has been a tough year for so many people. And what I've learned, you guys, is that you have to stay engaged, stay positive. Don't let fear take over. There's so many people with fear and rumors out there. Just, you know, stay positive and focus on your own vision. And this has been a year for all of us for pivoting. We've all had to pivot and start working our business a different way. And some people didn't pivot, but you just have to pivot. I mean, here in Michigan, we're still locked down. I know California is being locked down a lot more. And we are a people business, but we still have ways that we can reach out, touch somebody, share your heart with their heart, and make a difference. And, you know, in 2021, there's going to be, on, I think it's the first Saturday, I think it's January the 9th, it's going to be a super kickoff day with Dr. Burka and Albert and the Veronises and everybody, that you want to mark your calendar and you'll want to set goals. You want to keep your eye on the goal for this month, you guys. The price is still low. Our price is still at that price point, $39.90. The price will go up in January. So still reach out to people and touch them. And, you know, you never know who might want to be a Secret Santa and give somebody the gift of the Beamer, like that just happened with the new interview that we just had, that they paid it forward and they gave a gift and they helped somebody become a senior and they helped somebody become a group leader. What a power pay it forward, and I love it. So make these next several weeks of 2020 powerful. It's within you to make a difference and make it happen. Believe in yourself as much as we believe in you, and make it a great day and a great week. Thank you for joining us today, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. I was really glad that Debbie brought up the kickoff that we're having in January. The other thing that I want to remind everybody, because it's going to be another few weeks before we have Recognition Friday, is the next Fast Track that George and Chris Veronis lead is going to be starting in January as well. There'll be a kickoff somewhere along the middle of the month and give you time to, you know, put together your teams. But I would encourage you not to wait. You know, go ahead and get four people and hold each other accountable, you know, to set appointments, do demos, you know, and you know, do the follow-up, and that leads to the results of making sales, and get ready for Fast Track. That was another thing that I think has been so incredible, leading to not only my growth, Claudia's and Suzanne's, but, you know, the sheer numbers that that the company is driving. George prints out, you know, the number of appointments and demos and sales that happen when he's running that Fast Track. So I just want to have everybody start gearing up and thinking about who do you want on your team, you know, to run a Fast Track beginning in January. So I think with that, Claudia, if you don't have anything else, we can call this show a wrap.
We'll wrap it up. Let's just say to everybody, we will be back with you in 2021. Until then, be with your family, be with your friends, live your life, and keep calm, and Beamer on, and we love you. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.